It's Nick, the celebrity name game. These are their claim to fame. We know it's early, but that's okay. It's gonna be fun, let's start and play.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Welcome back, everybody. First of all, I want to acknowledge, because nobody, you know, can see what's happening. Dan's been running around like a lunatic during the entire show, and I want to thank you, Dan, for the hard work that you do on this show.
No problem.
Running back and forth, doing production, all kinds of stuff. You don't get to see that part, and it should be acknowledged.
You should put a GoPro on him.
Put a GoPro on him. But no, Dan's the best producer in the business, and he does great work on this show, and he works his ass off, and I think that should be acknowledged every once in a while. So that's all.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So what are we doing now? Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's the clue? The theme.
Primetime ain't nothing or ain't got nothing on them. Daytime talkers.
Oh, I thought it was going to be SNL because they used to be called Not Ready for Primetime Players.
No.
Oh, I was all excited. Daytime?
Yes.
I'm screwed. You know, at the hotel a couple of weeks ago when I was staying at the hotel for the flashback convention. Friday, I woke up kind of early because, you know, worked Friday night. Mm-hmm. Then I kind of slept and I woke up. And the festivities on the Friday, the first day of flashback, don't start till like 3 p.m.
Oh, okay.
So I just kind of, I ordered room service and I just laid around in the ice cold hotel room watching daytime TV, of which I don't watch very often.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize until a couple of weeks ago that Harry Connick Jr. has a talk show.
Yeah.
I didn't even, I'm watching, I'm like, Harry Connick's got a talk. How long has he had the show? It's years, right? A couple of years?
No. Maybe a year.
Oh, okay. All right. So maybe I don't feel as stupid, but I was like, Harry Connick has a talk show? So, all right, daytime. I'm going to do real well on this. Okay, 45 seconds on the things.
3, 2, 1
Yeah.
She dances all goofy.
Ellen?
Yes.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes. He was with Kathy Lee, and he talks like this.
Regis Philbin.
Yes. She's terrible, and she calls things.
Rachel Ray.
Yes. check out his mustache and his buttons on his suit.
Steve Harvey player.
Yes. She was on The View. She was kind of the head, not the head honcho, but she was
Rosie O'Donnell?
No, but she like ran everything and she was on
The View. Whoopi Goldberg?
No, Barbara
Walters.
No, the other one.
Who?
Meredith Vieira.
Oh, you should have said you have a crush on her.
Oh, I'm sorry. That would have been every woman on the dang.
Well, I really love Meredith Vieira. You could have said Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? She hosted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. All right. Well, how many?
Four.
Four? All right.
Like you said.
Daytime talk shows, man. I just like the fact that I got Rachel Ray from She's Terrible.
Yeah.
Because she is terrible.
She is.
She's unbelievably terrible.
Sammy's and EVOO.
Yeah, EVOO, Sammy's, delish. Shut up. Mm-mm. God, I hate her. All right, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Johnny on the spot. Famous Johns. And I don't mean toilets.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I was thinking.
What?
Prostitutes.
Oh.
They're Johns.
Okay.
That wow. Actually could work.
It could work.
Could be, yeah. You know.
So Famous Johns, the name.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me know when I have to do the thing.
3, 2, 1
Oh, he's a wrestler. You can't see me.
What?
Professional wrestler. Big guy. He was in Trainwreck.
John Cena?
Yeah. He's married to Emily Blunt, was on The Office.
John.
Polish name.
John.
Okay, we're going to move on.
Yeah.
He was on Full House, and he's.
John Stamos.
Right. I'm going to skip that one. He slept with everybody, and he's a guitarist and a singer.
John Mayer.
Okay. He's from Chicago. He was in Say Anything.
John Husak.
Right. Hilarious. Used to be on SCTV. Big guy was in.
John Candy.
Right. Roseanne's husband.
John Goodman.
Right. A football coach for the Raider. You're not going to get.
John.
He was also an announcer. Okay. He has a lot of football video games named after him.
Oh, that guy.
John Madden.
Yes.
By the way, John Krasinski is the...
Ah, Krasinski. The guy.
Yeah. He's in Detroit. No, the movie.
Yes.
And he's such a jerk in it. Jerk. Okay. How many we got?
6.
6-4, Esmeralda's in the lead. All right. Yeah. Okay, so what this could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we get, because it's anything, we can get 75 seconds on the clock. All right, whenever we're ready to do the thing.
Three, two, one.
She's the robot voice in that,
Scarlett Johansson.
Yes. He does the weather and
Al Roker?
Yes. He does the Letterman gig now, and he was on Comedy Central.
Stephen Colbert.
Yes. This is where you watch stuff on the computer and,
Laptop?
You watch the videos, the website.
Oh, the website. YouTube?
Yes. First president of the United States.
George Washington.
Yes. So there's winter, spring,
yeah.
Blank.
Summer.
Yes. She was in. She's in Sophie's Choice. I don't know.
Meryl Streep.
Yes. The video game where you you drive stuff around and then
Vice City,
people.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yes. The TV show where the president and it's
West Wing.
Yes. And then it's in an Asian country, and you can see it from space.
10 seconds.
It's
the Great Wall of China.
Yes, done.
Wow, that was good.
Aha.
Well, that was good. We got all 10 on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So 14 for me now.
Yep.
All right, let's see what we can do with this thing. Hold on a minute. I got to put on my glasses because I'm old. Hey, let me know when we're ready to go.
Three, two. One.
The professional football team in Florida,
Miami Dolphins.
Right. One of the seven dwarfs.
Grumpy.
If you shoot up heroin, you're
dopey.
Right. a big drinking writer wrestled, you know, bears and stuff.
Hemingway.
Yeah. Full name.
Ernest Hemingway.
Right. It's the show about dragons that everybody loves.
Game of Thrones.
Right. The little fairy in
Tinkerbell.
Right. Watson was his assistant.
Sherlock Holmes.
Correct. Marty McFly in what movie?
Back to the Future.
Right. He is the clown that sells hamburgers.
Ronald McDonald.
Correct. He was a former L.A. Laker.
Shaquille O'Neal?
No, his first name is also, you know, Alakazam.
Shaq.
No. If you
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar,
abracadabra, you say abracadabra when you're performing. When you're performing abracadabra, when you are performing,
Magic Johnson.
There you go. oh God, I just mentioned how I hate this band. Jim Morrison
Nickelback.
Is no.
Oh,
Jim Morrison
the Doors.
Is okay.
So many bands.
So many, but just recently though, it was funny that we got to mention the Doors. All right, what's that? So it's 16-14.
That is correct
because we both got 10.
Oh boy,
neck and neck. This is a severe battle.
Can't hold your paper.
It's
right.
It's ridiculous,
glasses
man.
Back on. Maybe
I'm gonna have to.
Help.
Yeah, maybe that'll help me. The font's a little bigger on this, so it's okay.
Oh,
but
good.
On the card, the fonts are smaller. You know, I'm an old dude. Yeah, we're back. And we're back! Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Coming up in about 9 minutes is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. And at 6 o'clock, it's the great Steve Cochran with your morning drive. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. As you heard, we are in the middle of a celebrity name game finale. Well, it's not a finale. It's just another
showdown?
Episode showdown, yes. we currently, Esmeralda is at 16, correct?
Yes.
And I am at 14.
Correct.
All right. We need to change that.
No.
Okay, let's continue. What's your little theme?
Kiss of the Scorpion. Famous Scorpios.
Oh. You know, both of my wives were Scorpios, so...
They're not on this list.
No, they're not.
FYI.
Okay.
Just
saying. Okay.
How weird would that be?
Yeah, though that'd be real weird. Trust me. okay.
Three, two, one.
She was a flying nun.
Sally Field.
Yes.
I love that you went to Flying Nun. Sorry.
I can't think of anything else. he's got the things on the internet, and they always say, hey, girl.
Oh, Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. Oh, she, she's tiny. She's from Australia, I think.
Kylie Minogue?
She sings that about being royals.
Lord?
Yes. She was in Ghost with the haircut.
Demi Moore.
Yes. He's a Wheel of Fortune host.
Pat Sajak.
Yes. He's a country singer married to Tom Cruise's lady, old lady.
Oh, Keith Urban.
Yes.
10 seconds.
Back to the Future. He's got the underwear, and it says...
Michael J. Fox. Oh, Calvin Klein.
Yes. This guy runs the Lord of the Rings movies.
Peter Jackson.
Yes.
Time.
Oh.
Well, was there one left?
Two more?
Okay. Well, who were the others?
Mark Ruffalo and Bjork.
Ooh. Okay. How many? What did I get? 8 then?
You did.
So what's the total?
22.
22? 22. 22. That's the number that Julie Haggerty keeps betting on in Lost in America when they lose all their money. 22. That movie rules. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's evidently it's astrological morning.
Oh.
Something's fishy. Famous Pisces.
Oh.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Okay. Ken's girlfriend?
Barbie.
Pisces. oh, I just played a song by him. He covered Hurt by...
Johnny Cash.
Right. Star of Breaking Bad and Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, man. I can't remember his name.
Okay. I think she's funny. A lot of people hate her, but she had a show called Lately.
Chelsea Handler.
Right. The quiet one of the Beatles.
George Harrison.
Right. She is currently in Girls Trip. She was a rapper. Now she's an actress.
Queen Latifah.
Right. He ran for president in 2012.
Bob Dole.
No,
I don't know.
No. his first name is also what you put on your hand when you're playing baseball.
Mitt Romney.
Right. she was on Desperate Housewives.
Ava Longoria.
Right.
Town.
Okay. Was it 2012 when Mitt ran?
I don't remember. It was about to be like Glove.
It was 2012.
Who's Glove?
Yeah, it was 2012. Well, Mitt.
No, I know, but I was
Mitt.
I first went Glove.
I should have said he's got 7 creepy sons.
he wears magic underwear.
Kurt Cobain and John Hamm were left.
Mm.
You know John Hamm, the proprietor of Hamm and Bubbly?
Who's the other guy? I can't remember his darn name.
Bryan Cranston. Yeah. I was watching the Tonight Show with Idiot, and Andy Cohen was on,
uh-huh.
And they did this bit called 5 Second Synopsis.
Okay,
where they have 5 seconds to describe a TV show,
mm-hmm.
and then they cut it down to like 3 seconds and then 1 second. So he got Breaking Bad. Andy Cohen got Breaking Bad, and he went Meth, and Idiot Fallon took a couple seconds and went Big Bang Theory because he thought he said math.
Oh.
What's the what do we got now?
That was 7 for 23 to 22.
Oh, this is a nail biter, everybody. All right. Are you doing the thing?
Mm-hmm.
75 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
She lost her shoe and then her
Cinderella
thing came pumpkin. that show where you gotta guess what the people think. And then the family. Oh, darn it!
Family Feud.
Yeah.
All right.
He is a golfer and
Tiger Woods.
Yes. She knows Bill Clinton very well.
Monica Lewinsky.
Yes. This is that big old place in New York. It's green. It's pretty much
Central
the big
Park
old thing in the middle. Yes.
Central Park.
007.
James Bond.
Yes. You know you're a redneck when
Jeff Foxworthy.
Yes. this is a type of car.
Ford?
No, it's, I think it's Japanese.
Toyota?
No, the other one.
Mitsubishi?
I don't know.
Mitsubishi? That's not a car. Toyota? Honda?
Yes. This is in Massachusetts. It's the
Boston
the baseball team.
Boston Red Sox.
Yes. And then that show with the girls with the big butts. And it's the reality show.
What the hell is it called? keeping up with the Kardashians.
Yes, you got it.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Well, I only got 9 because you said Family Feud.
Right.
You did that on purpose. All right. What are we doing now? Where are we at?
Let's talk to Steve Krasanich.
Oh, I didn't even see the flashing thing. Let's find out what's coming up on the opening bell. Here's Steve. Hey, Steve.
I love that. The girl with the big butts. The show with the big butts.
That's
very nice.
Kardashians.
Yeah,
there
you go.
Nothing, so.
Show about I have to watch it. I've not seen that yet. But coming up next to the opening bell, it's our regular Thursday thought leader conversation. We're going to be talking a little bit about some of the turmoil in the world on the markets, specifically the renegotiation of the NAFTA agreement and how it's impacting global currencies. And a little bit later on, some of the livability cities. The Global Livability Index is out, and we'll tell you where Chicago ranks on that. All next on the opening bell.
Thanks, Steve.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. All right, so where are we now, and what has Esmeralda got to get here?
Esmeralda has to get, she has to get 8 to tie, 9 to win.
Ooh.
Oh,
boy,
my.
This is really the closest.
What, there's 10 of them?
There's 10 right? total, okay. So you can only miss one.
Ooh, it's like in the real show.
Yeah. Except we're not going to make any money. All right.
3, 2, 1.
It's the little yellow thing that flies that Sylvester's always trying to eat.
Oh, Tweety Bird.
Right. This is the show with Kevin Spacey as the president. It's a political show. It's on Netflix or Hulu.
Oh, House of Cards.
Right. It's a planet.
Jupiter.
No.
Mars.
DeMilo.
Venus.
Right. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Oh.
Suspenders. Glasses. I'm 117 years old.
Yeah, pass.
All right.
I can't remember his
name. The star of Your Little Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's right. She was in Yentl, and she's...
Barbara Streisand.
Right. Why did I go to Yentl? this is just tough. The Colonel fries
Kentucky
this stuff up at
chicken.
His... Yeah, but
fried
at
chicken.
His restaurant. What's it called?
Kentucky Fried KFC.
Yes. Oh, my God, I love her so much. One of the greatest actresses on the planet, won an Oscar for The Accused and for Silence of the Lambs.
Jodie Foster.
Right. The movie that DiCaprio was in about a boat hits an iceberg.
Titanic.
Right. It's the show They're Idiots. It's three people. They spin around in the chair, and then they listen to you sing.
The Voice.
Right. And then we'll get back to the other one. The guy, I've got suspenders. I'm 155 years old. His last name is not a queen, but?
King. Larry King.
Exactly.
Yay.
There you go.
We would have won all the money.
Yeah. Well, you won.
Yay!
All right. There you go. All right, Esmeralda. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All the regular Friday features are coming up and more. We'll take a break and come back.